Well, welcome to the young people's message for the online service, or the youth. You know, we're all young at heart. And sometimes they say, you know, preacher, we get more out of your youth message than we do your regular message. So I'm happy about that, because I think we need to get the gospel down to a level where we can all kind of receive it better. Did you ever hear about a person called Doubting Thomas? Yeah, there was a person in the Bible who came to be known as Doubting Thomas, but he was really one of Jesus' disciples, and he was Thomas, known as the twin. Well, I was thinking about him today because the scripture that we're going to talk about in John chapter 20 tells the story after the resurrection, when Jesus was seen by many, about a person named Thomas, and he doubted because he heard that Jesus raised from the dead, but until he actually seen Jesus, he wasn't sure. So the scripture, we learn that when Jesus rose from the dead, the disciples thought maybe somebody stole the body out of the grave or the tomb, and they didn't really believe maybe that he was risen, although they were told that he was. And then one night, they were all alone, gathering, and trying to stay away from the authorities, because the authorities was looking for those people known as Jesus' disciples. What happened? He showed up. He come right through the wall where they were at, and he said, "Don't be afraid. I am Jesus. I've been raised from the dead." And he showed him his hands, and he showed him the mark in his side and the nails and where he was nailed to the cross, and now they believe him. But Thomas wasn't with them. He wasn't there. So when the others told Thomas about seeing Jesus, he didn't believe. He didn't know. He said, no. I'll believe it if I see it. Well, a couple days later, there was another meeting, and there Jesus come again and was meeting with them. This time Thomas was there, and he proved to Thomas that he was truly risen from the dead. Jesus showed Thomas the holes in his hands that the nails had made, and then he also showed him the place in his side where the soldiers had struck him with a spear. Jesus told Thomas that he believed, and he's glad that he believed, because you've seen me with your own eyes. But he also told him, you know, in years to come, people will believe that has never seen me. That's what we call the gospel. Because nobody here today has ever seen Jesus in the physical realm. I don't think we did. Have you? No, I don't think so. I haven't seen things sometimes for a long time either. And then later on you go and you say, "Oh, I didn't know about this," or "I didn't know about that." But Jesus said that he was going to be raised from the dead, and he was. We celebrated that last week, is what we call Resurrection Sunday. The world calls it Easter, and that's okay if you really know what Easter means. Amen? Well, we're glad that you tune in for the youth message, and just know that it's okay to doubt. But check it out. That'll rhyme. Don't worry about doubting. Go and check it out. Jesus was raised. That's why we have a church. That's why we have a faith. That's why we have a lot of people. We also have the most important thing, which is hope. Well, God loves you, and so do we, and glad you tuned in.